Lack of coherence and weakness of state institutions to oversee the operations of multinational companies in the extractive sector continue to deprive the country of the needed revenue for development. This poses a great danger for future generations as the country's water bodies, agricultural lands and forest reserves are destroyed. The coordinator of Third World Network, Dr. Yao Graham, said this when he addressed the just-ended 63rd New Year School. He said only 22% of total revenue realized from the mining sector is injected into the economy. A report by Yaya Kwamwa and Benjamin Ajie Boateng.
The coordinator of the Third World Network, Dr. Yao Graham, said about 6% of the population are employed in the mining sector. He said the impact of mining is intergenerational and called on the EPA and other state institutions to enforce the law for proper adherence to environmental practices. According to him, lack of clear policy to articulate and direct safety standards has brought about the current situation. Dr. Graham called for long-term national strategy based on broad political consensus to effectively facilitate petroleum business by supporting the private sector. He also emphasized the need to streamline regulations of the petroleum sector, both upstream and downstream.
Another consequence of the strategy has been the weak development of regulatory institutions and enforcement, and also policy incoherence. Because the focus on creating and attracting foreign investment and creating an enabling environment leads to other things being marginalized. So that, for example, the example of the incoherence between trade policy, industrialization and mining.
The executive director of Wasa Communities Affected by Mining, WACOM, Daniel Owusu Crantin, said the failure of the state to regulate the activities of multinationals in the mining sector is a recipe for conflict. He said both the state and the affected communities do not derive maximum benefits from the operations of the multinationals. Mr. Crantin said only meager amounts in the form of concessions and royalties are paid to the state and the communities. But the president of the Ghana Chamber of Mines, Dr. Tony Obin, maintains that there are strong regulations governing the mining sector. He said the EPA is always on the ground to carry out impact assessment and ensure strict compliance.
Mining is one of the most regulated things in this country. The EPA spends a lot of time on mining. So the laws are so clear as to how mining has to be done. You have to sort of convince through an agreement, that your activities, when they impact on the environment, would be corrected. So there is a rehabilitation regulation for any mining company to put back what it has done. There's no other industry that is so heavily regulated in that area.
The president of the Ghana Chamber of Mines, Dr. Tuni Obing, ending that report by Yaya Kwamwa and Benjamin Ajie Boateng.